Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, Audra, say your name and your title, Brad.
This is Brad Forder, and I'm director of programming for the Environmental Film Festival in the nation's capital.
Yes, and it's returning March 16th through the 26th, so get your tickets now. Hey, thanks for doing this again, Brad. It's like an annual tradition now.
It is. No, thank you, Jason, for having me. It's always good to talk with you around this time of year, and I'm incredibly excited that we're going to be back in theaters. 2019 was actually the last time we were in person. Since then, we've obviously been screening virtually, but so thrilled to be back in the theater.
Now, when you say back in the theater, what exactly do you mean? I know you have, you know, almost two dozen locations now, and you don't have to name them all, but, you know, name a couple of them and, you know, just to give us a sense of where you're screening.
Yeah, exactly. So as you mentioned, between March 16th and the 26th, we're going to showcase over 100 films in person, and we'll have, you know, probably over 100 different filmmakers and special guests. And we'll be hosting these programs at about 20 different venues throughout the DC area. And so venue partners are very important to the festival. Over the 31 years of the festival, it's really what makes us unique. And so we work with Smithsonian museums, we work with government buildings like, you know, Department of the Interior is a partner, embassies, where we have a lot of our international films, universities also, like American and Georgetown, are longtime partners, and then commercial theaters like E Street Cinema and AFI Silver are also in the fold. So a wide variety of venues, and as I mentioned, over 100 films. And then in addition to being in person, we'll also be virtual. And of course, I've talked to you over, you know, the past few years when we've been virtual, and, you know, we've had a great run with virtual programming. And I wanted to mention that too, because it's been 3 years, but it's given us an opportunity to obviously kind of reach audiences outside of DC. And in terms of access, we've just had access to these amazing filmmakers and special guests. I know last year, you know, we had this virtual sit down with Jane Goodall, as well as Jose Andreas. We talked to him. He was in Ukraine at the time. So there have been some really special programs, and we'll still continue to be virtual. It will be a hybrid festival, but there is nothing that replicates being back in the theater. So we are very excited to be back in person.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we're glad that you know, weathered the storm with the pandemic, with the virtual stuff, but it's great that you're back in person. All right. Well, without further ado, let's go into some of the highlights, some of the movies from the lineup. And obviously every year there's so many, we could talk about all of them, but I'll just throw out a couple, to highlight. So, talk about the opening film, Deep Rising. What tell us what we got in store with that.
Yeah, so this will be our opening film on March 16th. It's a DC premiere, so it's directed by Matthew Ritz. And Matthew has been to the festival before with a film called Anote's Ark, so it's great to have him back. And, you know, Jason, I love documentaries and narrative films when they take me somewhere I haven't been, and sometimes somewhere I'm not going to go necessarily. And this film definitely does that. In this case, you know, it takes us to the deepest fathoms of the seafloor. And Matthew does such a great job of reflecting these captivating images of what it's like down there. It reflects the beauty of sea life. It also emphasizes kind of this mystery. There's so much that's unexplored that we don't know about down there. Now, unfortunately, and this is the conflict, there is destruction taking place. And so this is also a film, an observational look at this startup company that is starting to test and explore deep sea mining. And then specifically, it's massive amounts of metals. So this is a cautionary message, but it's a relevant topic, I think, that, you know, we will see more of in the news. One other filmmaking note that I did want to mention, the narrator will be a familiar voice if you're a fan of Game of Thrones or even Aquaman. And so it's Aquaman himself. So Jason Momoa is the narrator. So he lends his deep voice to this film. And it's because his link to the ocean, it definitely goes further, you know, than playing an action hero. He's an activist for ocean conservation, has worked with many organizations over the years. So he is a narrator and also an executive producer. So yeah, Deep Rising, super impactful film to kick things off with.
Ah, Jason Momoa, my sun and my stars, my moon and my stars, whatever they say.
That's right. That's right.
That is really cool. And you said Matthew will be there?
Matthew will be there, and it'll be a moderated conversation with Juliet Elperin, who works with the Washington Post. So yeah, we look forward to a great conversation too after the film.
That's awesome. Opening night. I want to get to closing night later, but let's hit some of the other highlights in between first. How about All That Breathes? The Oscar, it just competed at the Oscars and has a really cool local tie-in. We actually interviewed the local producer from Tangle Bank Studios in Chevy Chase, Maryland, a couple of weeks ago before the Oscars. Sadly, didn't win, but you know, just to be nominated is great because Nalvani was amazing too. So it's hard, you know, you're just a winner to be nominated. But I'm talking too much. Why don't you tell us what All That Breathes is about in case people missed it?
Yes, and we're so thrilled to partner with Tangle Bank Studios on this film. And as you mentioned, obviously, this was nominated for the Oscar for Best Documentary Feature. And this film, you know, it's interesting because I know leading up to the Oscars and really all year, we were talking about the films that kind of brought us back to the theater. And you know, for me, I think like many people, it was Top Gun Maverick. But this is, you know, this is a film that you definitely need to see in the theater. It is gorgeous on the big screen. It's just amazing observational filmmaking, but it's also this heartwarming story of these brothers in New Delhi, India, who are running a clinic that rehabilitates wild birds. And so joining us, we're so thrilled that the two brothers from the film, so Nadim and Mohammed, will be joining us for a conversation after the film. And so again, we're so excited to share this with our audience this year.
So cool. Definitely worth watching for sure. Another one I really recommend is Goodnight Oppie. That one is just I knew I would be engaged by it, but I didn't know I would almost be tearing up at the end at these these Mars rovers. But tell our listeners what Goodnight Oppie is about.
I will. And I agree 100% with you. So one thing that's interesting, Jason, that, you know, a question I'm frequently asked is kind of what are your favorite films in the lineup? And of course, I don't have favorites. They're all equally amazing. But this film definitely taps into my childhood obsession, which was NASA space exploration. You know, my first memories of DC were going to the Air and Space Museum. So this film, Goodnight Oppie, it definitely triggers that childhood interest. And so it's the story that follows Opportunity, or as they call it, Oppie, which is this NASA exploration robot or rover that was sent to Mars. And the amazing thing about this is there's so many great things about the film, but it was sent to Mars on a 90-day mission. So 3 months, but it ended up surviving for 15 years. So it uses interviews from the NASA team and then this animated interpretation of the rover's journey. And as you said, Jason, you fall in love with this cute robot. I mean, it almost reminds you of kind of the Pixar film, you know, WALL-E. It's just this cute robot. And so Angela Bassett narrates as well. And certainly a family-friendly film. And then joining us also is the director, Ryan White, the very talented Ryan White. And then there'll be two NASA engineers, scientists who worked on the project. So they'll be joining Ryan. And that was something, too, I wanted to just mention in general. I mean, you know, audience participation is just such an important aspect, too, of the festival. And, you know, the opportunity for the audience to once again, you know, interact in person with filmmakers like Ryan or guests like NASA scientists, you know, having those in-person experiences again is something that is so exciting and definitely can't say that enough.
Awesome. Awesome. And yeah, Goodnight Oppie is so great. I highly recommend it. I think it won Best Documentary at the our Washington Area Film Critics Association. You know, we do our end of the year list. I'm pretty sure Oppie was the one that won. So definitely recommend. And actually, it's in addition to Oppie, there was actually two Mars rovers. One ended up dying before Oppie. Oppie outlasted the other one. But it's the fact that they just get so the NASA mission control, watching them, they get so attached to them, almost like they're their own children, and like grieve them when they finally shut off and say goodnight, Oppie. It's heartbreaking, but so, you know, inspirational and stuff too, the innovation. Well, great. All right. And then how about Geographies of Solitude? It won one of your awards, right?
It did, Jason. So Geographies of Solitude, this is a film, you know, that won one of the four awards that go out during the festival. And in this case, it's the award for artistry. So it was shot on 16mm, and it's a feature-length experimental documentary, but very accessible as well. And it follows the field biologist Zoe Lucas, and she's lived on and off for 40 years almost on Sable Island, which is this remote sliver of land in the Northwest Atlantic Ocean. But it really does flip the script on kind of a typical biopic. It's one of the most unique films, creative in the lineup. And we're so thrilled to partner with our friends on this at the National Museum of Natural History, which they have an amazing theater there, Baird Auditorium. And so the program also just, it really reflects to kind of our festival's collaborative model. And so, you know, over the course of the 31 years that the festival's been going on, you know, we've been partnering with organizations like Natural History Museum and throughout DC. These organizations have been so important. And so, yeah, we're thankful to all our partners for providing these amazing theater spaces and helping us curate also these awesome films. So lots of thanks and gratitude to our partners this year.
Absolutely. All right, maybe time for one more. Let's close out with the closing film, which I guess is a fitting title for the end. It's called To the End. What's it about?
Exactly. Yeah, so To the End, we're going to close the festival on March 26th. This is directed by the talented Rachel Lears. And so back in 2019, she directed the film Knock Down the House. It was kind of a splash at Sundance. And it followed the congressional campaign of various female politicians, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And so AOC is featured in this new film, along with three other extremely inspiring women, all with the same goal. And it's basically pushing for this sweeping climate legislation on Capitol Hill. Not an easy task. And this is, you know, amazing fly on the wall filmmaking. You really get a sense of what is going on behind the scenes, but it's so inspiring and just a wonderful way to cap things off. So we're very excited also to have Rachel and a number of other special guests attending for the conversation after the film.
And where will that one be?
And that will be at the Naval Heritage Center.
Gotcha. Awesome. So yeah, find a deeper look into this. You've heard about the Green New Deal and everything in the news, so come check it out and see what it's all about in this film. Awesome. Well, that gives me more than enough to work with. I guess just in closing, just to bring it full circle, sort of remind us of, you know, of the overall mission of the Environmental Film Festival. I know you said it's been around 31 years, but, you know, since its founding all the way till today, you know, what's sort of the environmental mission behind the whole thing?
Yeah. So, Jason, over these 31 years, the Environmental Film Festival, its mission has been to educate and inspire people about these important environmental issues through the power of film. And again, we're so thrilled to do this year between the 16th and the 26th, over 100 film and to get all information on the festival, the lineup, tickets, you can go to dceff.org.
Awesome. Again, he said dceff.org. We'll link to it in the article. And again, it's March 16th through the 26th. Hey, Brad, thanks so much. I love doing this every year. Well, let's keep
Thank
it going.
You. I appreciate it, Jason. Always enjoy it.
Absolutely. See ya.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.